Muawiyah did not want a war, and there were reasons for it. One of the fundamental reason for Muawiyah, by his own words, is that in Jange Siffin, I saw the eyes of Imam Hassan alayhi salam from his war helmet. And I saw that authority and haybat in his eyes that I lost my senses. I was not able to make right decisions when it came to war. He was so scared of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. It's not that Imam Hassan alayhi salam was afraid of war, he was scared of war, and therefore he signed the peace treaty. No, he was shuja. And he instilled fear in the hearts of the enemy and Muawiyah. And that's why he had to find a strategy of bribing the commanders of Imam Hassan alayhi salam and spreading false rumors against Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And one of the cunning rumors that he was spreading around was that, look at Hassan, what's wrong with him? Why is he reaching out to the sword at every second moment? I want peace and he wants war. So who's the corrupt one here? I'm a peace-loving person. So do you want to support him, a warmongerer? And people were left confused. And that's why you will find a lot of commanders and soldiers from the ranks of Imam Hassan alayhi salam accepted bribe or were influenced by these rumors and turned against Imam Hassan alayhi salam. So now you have this whole ummah who either is confused or is in favor of peace treaty. They don't want war. Now what would Imam Hassan alayhi salam do here? If he drags his sword and he goes to the war, people will call him a warmonger. See, you're not the right person. You're not the right Imam who's seeking blood from the Ummah while your enemy is seeking peace. And the final nail in the coffin that Muawiyah played was that he sent, "Oh Hassan, I send you a blank paper with my stamp and signature on it. Write any condition you want to write on it. I will accept all your conditions. But let there be no war." Now with that in front of him, if Imam Hassan alayhi salam would say no, still war, the kind of impression that people would have about the Imam of their time is that no, he's not adil. He's a zalim. Imam Hassan alayhi salam was a strategist. He made an amazing long-term strategy, a planned strategy. Imam Hassan alayhi salam wrote some of the conditions in the paper which ensured that people will witness the munafiqat of Muawiyah in time. And Imam Hassan alayhi salam knew that he won't be able to uphold any of these conditions. Even Muawiyah knew that I'm not going to honor any of these conditions. It was just a facade, a show-off by sending the blank sheet and saying that, okay, I'll accept all your conditions. And right after that, from the very first year, he started dishonoring all the conditions one by one. And this led people to realize the kind of munafiq Muawiyah was. The kind of person who would not honor any terms and condition that Muawiyah was. And that's why you will see that when Muawiyah died, there were already people gathered in Kufa ready to do Qiyam against Yazid, because they had understood the munafiqat of Muawiyah. And they were writing letters to Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that, "Oh Mawla, come, we're waiting for you. You be our leader, we will be your army." Imam Hassan alayhi salam did not, give in to the scenario. Rather, he played a strategy which backfired on Muawiyah. And this is not an easy task. This was an amazing, well-planned, well-calculated strategy that Imam Hassan alayhi salam had rolled out. Imam Hassan alayhi salam was a strategist.